Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. We have a couple of guests on with us this evening. Donna Wynette, which many of you probably already know because she's been on before, and she is she is the founder of Family Friends and Individuals or with Individuals with Mental Illnesses. Donna is going to be doing a unique show today. And with us also, we want to welcome Aaliyah Foster, who just got married, and I want to congratulate her as well. I will let Aaliyah tell the audience a little bit about herself as well. And Aaliyah, if you can, and then Donna, if you can take over from there.
Yes. All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. My name is Aaliyah Foster. Still getting used to it. And I was born and raised in Massachusetts. Theater has been a part of my life, as well as, you know, being part of the church. And I met Donna.
We have an echo. I'm sorry. Someone speak around. We have an echo.
How's that?
That's good. Very good. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry, Luke.
Right.
You can continue from there.
Yeah, of course. So Donna and I met at a church event at the church that my mom attends. And, you know, God's timing at its finest of like, oh, you're an actor? Like, I'm trying to put together this show, like, and I would love for you to potentially be a part of it. And I was like, oh, great. That sounds so great. When I'm not doing acting, I'm also a school librarian. And I just thought that this project of showing a different side to what it's like to support someone who has had mental health challenges and find themselves like in an incarceration situation, and what there is for support, just so fascinating, and I just have loved being a part of this.
I want to thank you so much for coming on, Aaliyah. And Donna, before we start, I want to find out, we have a caller, 978. Are you with Donna, or are you a caller calling in to listen, or do you have something you'd like to say? 978.
Hi, Leona. I'm here to support Donna and the rest of the team, and I'm just listening in, so I'm looking forward to hearing the broadcast.
Thank you. What is your first name?
My name's Annette.
Oh, Annette, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Annette has also
truly
been very
looking
active.
Forward to hearing this today.
Thank you so much for coming on. Okay, Donna, please. I know we're getting off to a kind of chaotic start, but we will fall right into place once everyone finishes getting introduced. So, Donna, do you want to take over and introduce yourself and what the show is going to be about?
Sure. I am an avid advocate for those who have a serious mental illness and unfortunately become enmeshed in the criminal justice system. I'm fighting for a continuum of care. I am part of an organization, but today for the first time, I'm sharing a personal part of me. So this is a presentation that I have put together with a very close friend named Laura Walsh. And we made a beautiful connection because of shared circumstances. And we began to exchange emails. And at some point, we thought we can use these emails and format them to bring across our message of faith, of support, of encouragement, of the anguish and the heartache that we go through because mental illness is difficult. Difficult for the ones who struggle, and it's difficult for the ones that love the ones who struggle. So we hope that we can inspire you. We put together our emails, compiled them, and we put them together as a play and also hope to publish it as a book. And tonight, Aaliyah is going to help me with Act One. So you will get a slice of what it's like to experience this as someone with a loved one in this precarious situation. And I just want to say that Aaliyah is representing Laura, and one of the things she said that she would fight to the ends of the earth for the ones that she loves, and that's exactly what we're doing. So she's so in line in heart with us, and we appreciate that. And lastly, I'd like to say, just as I cherish Laura as my special, wonderful friend, each and every family member in this situation, in this exclusive club we don't want to belong to, but each and every member of these wonderful, generous, kind, dedicated family members out there who I have met and interacted with a loved one at Bridgewater State Hospital, this is for you. And I know you'll relate to some of it. And the prayers that I talk about that I prayed for Ben, Laura's son, I also pray, I pray every day for our guys at BSH, and I pray for their safety, et cetera. And you'll learn more about it in our Dear Laura play. So, Dear Laura, Faith and Friendship in the Tragedy of Mental Illness and Incarceration, Act 1.
Pain. Deeper pain than I thought possible. I find myself in an unfamiliar, scary new world, a world of razor wire, steel, stern correctional officers, and a cold, secured visitation room with a grimy linoleum floor too heavy to move. Where am I? How did I get here? How could this be my life? Feel lost and afraid? Nobody could possibly understand the shocking, traumatizing, and violent events that brought my family into this new reality that feels completely surreal. God, where are you? How can I bear this pain? As I begin to navigate through the dense fog of the incarceration of my son, I feel like we've landed on a new planet. I don't know how it works, and I don't really want to know. It's all so overwhelming. The first few months are blurry, but slowly, in my vision, I notice that there are others on this path, their loved ones here at Bridgewater State Hospital. They offer me sympathetic, caring smiles as I visit my son, often in tears, and I leave the facility without talking to them, because leaving my son hurts so much. Breathing hurts too much. Gradually, I notice that there's a camaraderie between some of these visiting family, friends, visiting friends and family, as they talk and share supportively in the locker room after our visits. I meet a sweet lady one evening who is enthusiastically talking about some advocacy effort she's working on. She briefly explains it to me, but I cannot really understand what she's talking about. It could help my son. So I give her my email.
Dear Laura, as stated last evening, I am sending you the letter of advocacy on behalf of Bridgewater State Hospital patients. I will also attach my methodology for advocating in case you find it helpful. We family members often support to one another in the circumstances we find ourselves and in the struggles of mental illness. Be well, Donna Winant.
Dear Donna, I'm so sorry it's taken me so long for you to write back to you. My home email has been malfunctioning and I was unable to use it. My letter regarding your grandson was excellent, and I so appreciate you sharing it with me. Also, I love your methodology document, an inspiring and informative piece. Being a person of prayer, I like that bullet about using prayer a lot. Positive approach and passion shine through in both the letter and the document. My heart is with yours, Donna, in the pain of what we deal with. Hopefully, we can talk more about it sometime. We will not be at the family and friends group next week because we will be on a much-needed vacation down the Cape. It is very sad to go away without Ben, but hopefully our healing will help him to work on healing from emotional trauma too. Blessings, Laura.
Dear Laura, thank you for your kind words. I cannot tell you how honored I am to care for the patients at BSH. I do not look at their brokenness. I see the whole person. They are not the alleged crime, and if committed, then under the strains of mental illness. They are precious human beings, and because I am a believer in a loving God, I believe they are his beloved children. For that, I will do what I can to work for humane treatment. Hope you have great weather and really good food at the Cape. Enjoy.
Dear Donna, thank you for everything you sent me. I so appreciate it and cannot thank you enough for the work you are doing. I'm finishing up at work to go home and pack for the Cape, but I will also look forward to being in touch in the future. Thank you so much for the art class and the family meals for which you advocated. These are such wonderful, healing, and healthy ways to connect with our loved ones at BSH. You are very brave to step out and do what you are doing. Thank you for the love and kindness you show every patient at BSH. Warmly, Laura. Dear Donna, I'm back at work after a very nice vacation. Lots and lots of sunshine, which was great. My home email is finally fixed, so I'll be able to see your emails in a timely manner. I can tell how much you value, love, and respect each person at BSH. You shine through, Donna. When we were at the early stages of Ben's incarceration at BSH, you were the first, when you first started the art class, it was difficult. But such a help to have a positive focus during the visit, a loving, important, therapeutic service that you provide and for which I am tremendously grateful. I think Ben will be able to enjoy and benefit from it even more the next time around. Would you like to have coffee sometime? Perhaps meeting halfway? I'm sure we could find a good spot. Thanks, Laura.
Dear Laura, sharing coffee would be great. Laura, I find that when one first gets to BSH, it is difficult for them to engage in the art class. So I give Ben and your family great credit in the effort. Does Ben have specific interests I might incorporate into the classes? I am looking forward to this new semester. I create a syllabus and put my professorship into the class so that the patients can see that I view them and the classes seriously, although meant to have lots of family fun. Donna.
Dear Donna, I'm thinking about your question about Ben's interests. He's always loved music and plays guitar. He also enjoys hiking, climbing, nature, and photography. In general, he really likes to learn, so will enjoy anything you bring. Thanks, Donna. Blessings, Laura.
Dear Laura, thanks for telling me of Ben's interest. I like to integrate my students' interests into the art assignments. Donna. Dear Laura, thank you for meeting up for coffee. Today was special. I am delighted to have found a friend of such deep faith. You are the first person to whom I was able to verbalize my grandson's entire situation. Be assured I will be praying for Ben and your family. A miracle today. Senator Cindy Friedman's office emailed and informed me that the senator is going to take on our cause. At times I felt hopeless as I was repeatedly met with roadblocks telling me that this is just the way the system is. Our prayers today may have just been instrumental. As to your mom's donated food images, well, they are just mint. The October art class is going to rock and roll, and that makes your mom my rock star. Donna.
Dear Donna, I too felt that today was very special. You are a huge encouragement to me, and I feel so grateful to God for you. Thank you for the love and acceptance you've shown me. I'll be keeping your prayer also and feel a love for him as well. What great news from the senator's office and such good timing to hear about today after we met. God is guiding this path, Donna, and using you in a big way to enact justice on behalf of those who need it, namely those with mental illness and incarcerated. I hope and pray I find my place regarding where God would have me join the efforts. Sounds like there is a strong core group. We prayed tonight with our little group, lifting you up in the advocacy goals and also those who are hurting as their loved ones have been discharged from BSH into jails, and for protection for the patients as well. So much to pray about. We have a great and merciful God. By the way, our prayer group was also greatly encouraged to hear about you. You and your husband have a good sleep. I'm up early to see Ben, then spend the day celebrating my sister's birthday with her daughters. Joy and sorrow, side by side, as we walk. Love you already. Laura.
Dear Laura, what amazes me is the unconditional love we maintain for our loved ones, even as they struggle or act out of their mental confusion. When I once observed you with your head on your son's shoulder in the visitor's room, I thought, that is so poignant, and she is my hero. You did not even know that this captured moment touched someone's heart. This love is what I believe to be a reflection of the love our Creator has for us. Tell your little group thank you so much for their prayers. Your description of the ripple effect rings true. Those prayers on behalf of the family's desires for proper treatment of our loved ones will be heard and answered. Enjoy your visit with Ben and the birthday party with your family. Yes, Laura, there is a time for sorrow and a time for joy. May today be a day of joy for you and your family. Love, Donna. Dear Laura, while praying this morning, I prayed for Ben with all my heart. It came to me that I would like to carry for him, carry the faith he was taught, carry the story of redemption, and carry towards him the love of God through my prayers. Instead of bear one another's burdens, I would like to bear Ben's spiritual well-being with you until he comes to the consciousness that God loves and cherishes him, and God is always with him. I believe through your teachings of faith in the home and your example of love that Ben possesses that core within. It will someday come to fruition. I also pray for Ben's safety and sense of peace. God has protected TJ these past 4.5 years, and you and I will be praying the same for Ben. Love, Donna.
Dear Donna, imagine how touched, humbled, and grateful I am for you that you are willing to do this for Ben and us. I don't even have the right words to thank you. I feel that God has given me such a tangible reminder of his amazing care for Ben through this, and it is so very uplifting to Mike and I. I cried when I read your email. I had a great weekend, feeling very blessed and cared for by the Lord since our time together on Friday. I am blown away by God's provision. I'll be praying for you, TJ, and your family as well. God has been reminding me to pray for D, J, M, and O and their respective families. Thank you for the copy of your letter to B, sharing your heart regarding TJ. It is beautiful. I can't believe you and your family have been at this for 4.5 years. It sounds so long, 7 months for us, and the thought of years sounds a bit overwhelming to me. But I know that we must take it a day at a time. We are looking forward to art class on Wednesday. May God bless you, Donna. You are precious. Much love, Laura.
Dear Laura, so happy to hear you are praying for D, J, M, and O. I am as well. There are so many to pray for that sometimes I just pray for TJ and all the TJs. The prayers needed are that our goals for the care of our loved ones are met. This advocacy is so important, and we need heroes acting as our allies within the system to utilize the tools and the power they have to affect change. Our steering committee has reached out to NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and they are very interested. This is huge, as we were advised by many that their help would have great input. So with Senator Friedman's help and NAMI, we are on our way. I feel a sense of urgency, though, so we do not have our loved ones in a harmful environment, that is, jails or prisons, without the comprehensive and proper care they need. My prayer is that the Lord moves this forward with force that moves the system as quickly as possible. It is truly one day at a time. I have been blessed with good health, so I'm grateful I can do what I do for my grandson. We have to remember that all we can do is what we can do when we can do it. Donna.
Dear Donna, yes, God has given us and the ability to keep loving even in the hardest of situations. And then he surprises you by putting other believers in our path to share the journey and encourage us. You, I truly praise God for this gift. The visit yesterday went very well. At first, when we arrived at the DOC, the DOC did not have the paperwork from Mr. B confirming we were approved for a three-person visit. I was worried at first, prayed silently, and the officer was willing to call over to the CCRS personnel, then call Mr. B at home to confirm. We were so grateful for them to be willing to work with us, rather than just saying, no way. It delayed the visit a bit, but in the end, it went very well. Ben even had showered. Personal hygiene is a struggle for him, probably like a lot of the men there. Thank you for your prayers, Laura.
Dear Laura, that is such a little miracle. So many times families have had to experience the no way situation. Your silent prayer moving that staff member to call Mr. B at home, well, I am just about speechless. So nice you had that three-person visit. It is always special when you have that larger family unit. My very best, Donna.
Dear Donna, I was wondering if you had a chance to look at the book Insane that you told me about. I was looking it up, and it looked very good and important. I'm not sure I can read stories right now about abuse in the prison system. Maybe I'll just take a peek at it from the library rather than buying it. I just feel really vulnerable to fear. You know what I mean? Wondering what you thought of the book. Looking forward to art class tomorrow. May God bless your day. Love, Laura.
Dear Laura, I did buy the book after our lunch date the other day, but have not started it yet for two reasons. One, time, and two, not sure I want to face the cruel reality of it yet. So in that, we are in agreement. I do plan to read it eventually, though, so I can gather up data and facts to showcase our need for humane care. Laura, the steering committee is meeting with NAMI on October 1st. This is so great. We just began mid-July with this point of advocacy for a continuum of care, and I believe we are being granted God's favor. Things are really rolling. Prayers on behalf of our loved ones are being answered. I, too, am looking forward to spending time tomorrow with the families. For me, art has led to heart. I become so fond of the patients, and it's so good when family members support one another. Plus, pizza. Love, Donna.
Dear Donna, that is so great to hear about the NAMI meeting. You are right. God's favor is upon this since it is moving along. Praise him. See you tomorrow evening. Laura.
Dear Laura, please thank your mom for me. The dot art collection she provided is awesome and a huge help. With such a large class, it's nice to have her art additions. I am mindful of the limitations our loved ones have, so I like to provide a wide variety of materials. That provides them opportunity to make choices within the realm of art class. Your mom is helping make that even better. Love, Donna.
Good morning, Donna. I wanted to email you first thing today to say thank you for my bouquet of scriptures and prayers. Wow, you're just so thoughtful, and God is using you in a big way to encourage my heart. Thank you so much. I read them all last night and again this morning, just trying to soak in the truths and hopes for Ben. God is so faithful to provide a sister in the Lord to walk this path with me. Art class was very fun. Great idea. My mom is very happy to have some way to contribute. She's got loads more she's working on. You do a great job reaching the variety of interests and skills for the patients. What a blessing. I know Ben had fun singing a little under his breath as he was working on his art last night. That was the first. Praise God. TJ looked like he was enjoying his time with Mom and Grammy a lot, even though Grammy was a little busy. Fill me in with more about the next important meeting you have to the steering meeting when you have time. Love, Laura.
Dear Laura, you too are a blessing to me. While I have fellow believers in my congregation, it is special to have someone at BSH to express and share a mutual faith. The jar was to let you know that I am now committed to being a prayer partner for Ben. I had rinsed out the jar after the flowers faded, and it must have been a little damp when I put some of the papers in it. They smudged a bit, and the part of me that sometimes wants to be a perfectionist wanted to redo them. But I thought, no, they represent his mother's tears and the Savior's tears for Ben's plight, sorrow and joy, side by side. Ben has such a sweetness within him. Twice he has given me a warm and sincere smile. That smile lights up like sunshine. I have come to care deeply for the patients and the families, although I try not to be too overt about it. TJ was not thrilled. I was busy with the art board and canvas. He wanted me to play gin rummy. Big meetings coming up, NAMI and Prisoners Legal Services. God is granting us an audience with the stakeholders. I like to say that God has brought me low to take me high. Love, Donna.
Good morning, Donna. Thank you for the information on upcoming meetings. We had a good prayer time last night, and I was able to share updates on the advocacy. I shared your jar with the group so that they too could rejoice in answered prayers, above and beyond what we could think or imagine, Ephesians 3:20, and providing a loving Christian at BSH and allowing our paths to cross. My friend had the idea of passing the slips from your jar around the room, and each person read it and added to their prayers. What a blessing. I was wondering if you would like to share any specific ways I could pray for TJ. If not, I'll be praying for his daily peace of mind, comfort, and safety. My heart broke as I saw H. arraigned last night on the news. Our whole view has changed after seeing what we have with Ben. We now are able to view the alleged offender in a whole new light, knowing he has a family and a story and a family who loves him. We prayed so much for his family, especially his mom, and for Mr. L., who was arraigned the evening before. This is the first time I have watched the local news since February, and my heart is moved to pray for these men and their families. Thank you for being my prayer partner for Ben. May the Lord give you a beautiful, joyful day. Blue skies, sunshine, and crisp air. What a treat. Love you. Laura.
Dear Laura, praying for safety and peace for TJ is right on the mark. Also prayers that he is motivated to keep up his personal grooming. That is a challenge for him and a common symptom of those with mental illness. Thank you, Laura. We are sisters in prayer, faith, and compassion. Ben has been on my heart all week, and I have become one of his prayer warriors. I did not know H was arraigned. I pray for hearts to understand and eyes to see the mental illness when he is, quote, judged, unquote. I so sorrow for him and all the families. I also thought about Mr. L, too. We are in tune with understanding the ills and the whys. I thank your prayer group for the support they are providing you and an extension to all who deal with the effects of mental illness. Love, Donna.
Dear Donna, thank you so much for your prayers. Ben had one of those uncomfortable situations today, as he has his pre-trial court date. It is up to the judge today to approve BSH recommendation that he be recommitted there for a year. Please pray that the judge will approve this. We expect that he will, but there's always a slight chance of it not going that way. Ben will be brought to the courtroom, and it's up to the judge if he'll be called into the courtroom or not. Also, we will not know if O's family will be there. The best case is that Ben remains in the holding cell, a long day with nothing to do but think and worry. So prayers are needed all around. Getting your email today, knowing that you have already prayed for Ben, is such a comfort. I find myself at work today, slightly nauseous because of all of this. Mike was prepared to go to the courthouse today to support Ben, but Ben asked that we don't. He doesn't want people to have to take time off from work to go, and he wants to just get through it on his own. But I am feeling sick and having trouble focusing. I hope I can get myself into work, and that will distract me. We are coming tonight and looking forward to seeing you. Loves and hugs, Laura.
Good morning, my friend. Prayers have been ongoing for Ben and your family. I pray for strength to endure, healing to enjoy moments of joy, and most of all, that God maintains Ben both mentally and physically through any ordeals that may come his way. We often grapple with the whys of sorrow and tragedy and may not always have the answers, but I pray that in spite of difficult circumstances, the families and the persons who struggle with mental health can cope and get by day by day. I pray comfort through the most uncomfortable of circumstances that come our way. And I pray that those in the system who can affect the positive changes for proper health care are moved to take action on our behalf. Love, Donna. Dear Laura, more prayers throughout this situation today for you, Mike, and Ben. It is so difficult. I have been in that same situation where we held our breaths for TJ to remain at BSH rather than placed in a jail without any mental health care. See you tonight. I will have a hug for you. Sometimes I get through a tough time by placing myself and segmenting myself in that moment. For example, when I go to church or meet up with friends, I try to leave my troubles behind and be in the moment. Mostly it works, but sometimes things are just too weighty. I hope you will be okay today, but if you are not, you are only human, and humans are created with emotions. Your emotions of love for your son run deep, so the anguish for his well-being and protection is deep as well. I understand, as I carry that for my beloved grandson. Love, Donna.
Dear Donna, thank you so much. Hugs, Laura.
Good morning, Laura. I am so grateful to learn that Ben will be staying at BSH. With CCRS at the helm, it is far better for his stability than being transferred. Prayers answered. When or if he and other loved ones are eventually transferred, it is hopeful our advocacy will affect the change so sorely needed across the state and, yes, across the country, and that comprehensive care is already implemented. Now it will be my family in November who will be anxious while TJ is reevaluated. His family understands he is incompetent and fragile in his mental health, so I just pray the professionals will make the decision not to harm his well-being. Dr. C, who attended the family support meeting Wednesday evening, is Assistant Deputy Commissioner for the DOC who oversees health care in the prison system. She is interested in setting up basic mental health units in the prisons, which is why I contacted her and requested a meeting. I also invited her to the visitors' room so she could view the family support for their loved ones and for one another. My hope was that she sees the humanity and the humane benefit for the most vulnerable, those with serious mental illness. Please thank your mom again for an excellent contributions for our class. I'm finding them most helpful and right on track. Next week, the Grandmother Coalition of Art Materials begin. This is a must-not-miss art class. Have a good day, my friend, Donna. Dear Laura, grief over loss is natural. We just have to acknowledge that deep love given means deep grief when our loved ones are hurting. All we can do is get through it. Yes, it is heartbreaking not to have our loved one with us for family occasion. My heart aches without TJ in our homes. One year, I bought really nice pop-up Christmas cards, boxes of them, at the Museum of Modern Art gift shop in New York City. One card had a pop-up tree, my way of giving TJ a Christmas tree. You can also order a gift basket from the DOC up to $75. You can order foodstuffs and grooming products. Chaplain says the guys really appreciate the body wash as they do not get bars of soap and are only dispensed a small cup of liquid soap at shower time. Be well, my friend, Donna.
Dear Donna, you've got it. We will be praying for TJ and the November evaluation. It is so hard not to worry, but I will pray you will be able to give it over to the Lord over and over, and that the Lord will give you his peace. I'm glad you invited Dr. C. Thank you again for your effort and advocacy. Mike and I feel a little overwhelmed and frightened by learning more about how things work, and also saddened by thinking about the holidays. I guess it's just a year of first for us, and though I'm so grateful CCRS makes such important efforts to do nice things at the holidays, it is still hard not to grieve what has been lost. We had O and Ben, of course, with us for our Thanksgiving and Christmas holiday celebrations last year. I've had a hard couple of days, even though I'm so grateful that God answered the prayer for Ben's recommitment. Guess there are just harder days/weeks than others, and sometimes it's just a day to grieve. That was yesterday for me. Today's a little better. Again, thank you for your prayers. Glad my mom can contribute to the great art classes. Love you, Laura. Dear Donna, thank you for your kind words. Having a friend like you who really gets it is most precious to me. We canceled our prayer group tonight because Mike and I have been feeling too tired this week and feeling so low. Our friends have been praying for us, though, tonight, like you put in your advocacy letter to Dr. C, which was excellent. We would certainly rather not be in this quote-unquote club. It hurts, but God will sustain us. I'm glad to know that the Christmas package we can have sent to Ben, about the Christmas package we can have sent to Ben. It's amazing how much one can appreciate the little things when you don't have them, like soap and body wash. Ben says that the little cup of soap feels so institutionalized to him, and showering is so hard for him to care about. Maybe some nicer products at Christmas will help him. I will comment on your letter to Dr. C separately. Thank you, Donna, for taking the time to send me words of true encouragement. May the Lord bless you. Hugs, Laura.
And with that, I'm going to take a brief intermission, and I'm going to cut to a certain page, and I'll let Aaliyah know where we're going to cut in the interest of ending on time. So if there are any comments, Annette, if you're still on the line, if you'd like to comment with what you've heard so far, I would love to hear that.
Hi, everybody. Donna, and I just want to say that you are a true earth angel. Hearing the stories touches my heart in so many ways. The story that you shared, the emails that you shared back and forth, that could be any one of us. And it's a true testament to how you have impacted the lives of so many of us that had nowhere to turn, no one to talk to, and just understanding how we all felt. It's painful to hear how both of you felt, but it's also joyful to hear how you both came together and can share this story, because it gives us hope. And I just, I'm happy on the inside, and I also feel sorrow on the inside. So thank you so much for sharing this.
Thank you, Annette. And that's what Laura had said. Sometimes we have joy about one thing and sorrow at the same time, joy and sorrow side by side. And Laura has come to the conclusion, these emails were written 4.5 years ago, and we had a great sense of optimism, and we're still fighting so hard. So sometimes the optimism can turn a little bit cynical, but we still maintain that optimism. But Laura said something to Aaliyah when we were discussing doing this presentation, and she told Aaliyah, which really struck me, she said to Aaliyah and myself, she said, she realized that this tragic incident, I mean, it was a heart-rending incident that happened to her family. She realized that although it's so tragic and it's a part of her life, she also doesn't want it to define her entire life. So we have to seek the joy in spite of the heartache. We have loved ones who are very sick and in a precarious situation. And, you know, at the time of this writing, we had gotten some really good health care through Governor Baker's new plan. And unfortunately, that health care is not as good as it was 4.5 years ago. But we have a new administrator at Bridgewater State Hospital. So, again, we remain hopeful. You know, sometimes our hopes are dashed. It's up and down experience, but we fight on and we remain hopeful. So I'm just going to cut down a little bit, Leah, and we'll begin again.
Donna,
so if you get to the page.
Donna?
Oh, yes, yes, Annette.
I'm sorry. We have another caller. I just wanted to say, 781, would you like to add anything to what Donna just said and state your name, please?
Yep, my name is Harry McHugh. Nothing much else I can say other than what Annette just said, so I just repeat myself. And Donna, you're just amazing. That's, you know, that you know how I feel about you. And you know, when this happened to my family, it was that reached out to me. And it just seems like when issues like this happen, people come together. And that's faith, and that's desperately needed, and you know, amongst all of us. And I think, Donna, you are the kahuna and everything you do.
Thank you, Harry. And you know, when, as I said at the beginning, you know, every time I get to read this or present it somewhere, it's like a re-prayer for Ben. I get to pray for Ben all over again. And Laura gets to pray for TJ all over again. And, you know, it's not just Laura and I. It's me and Annette and Tom and Harry and Bob and Bob and Mike. And, you know, it's all of us. We're so connected in this way. It's an extraordinary bond. And I am in awe of it. And I so admire my fellow family members. They go through such crises day after day. And they are so committed to their loved ones, such unconditional love that I've never witnessed before in all my decades. And Harry, you're one of my fellow advocates. You are so beautiful with your son. It's a thing of beauty the way Harry, you know, nurtures his son and is there as much as he can be. And it's that way with all of us. We are, you know, we're an extraordinary group in an extraordinary situation we really don't want to find ourselves in. And with that being said, I'd like to go forward.
Thank you, Donna. Aaliyah? Yes.
If you can find just a couple pages forward, the page that starts with also, I wonder.
Okay. At the very
top. I just want to make sure we
also
don't keep Leona too long. Okay. Or it's the one that starts with, Dear Donna, just wanted to say hello. If you can find that one.
Probably went too far. Yep, I found it.
Okay, so then go to the next page, the Dear Laura, where it starts with, so happy to hear from you.
Oh, yes. Okay, so that's where you're starting.
Okay. And then, you know, at the end of this email, I say, there is a song that refers to God as Waymaker, Promise Keeper, Miracle Worker, Light in the Darkness. This is our hope. We grasp onto faith and pass his love forward through it all. Love, Donna.
And start from there?
Let me just kind of, you can start from there. Yes, please.
So mine, wow, Donna, you're 27th class?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Dear Donna, wow, Donna, you're 27th class? God bless you. .com art class sounds very fun, and I bet everyone will enjoy it. Find it very interesting and even challenging. My mom is so cute cutting out all those dots. Your family is a blessing of love, too. Thank you for your prayer for praying for this precious, hurting family. I join you in that prayer. This was my meditation this morning. John 1:5. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Thank you, God, for being a waymaker, promise keeper, miracle worker, and light in the darkness. I love all those names. Thank you for sharing. He is holding on to us and our precious ones at BSC.
Dear Laura, I love doing art classes with the patients and their families. I had to push for 2 years to be able to get it through, and that was under the DOC. The fact that I can bring in my own materials, unheard of in the DOC, is a testament to answered prayers. Donna, dear Laura, please thank your mom for me for all her time and effort to provide material for upcoming art classes. I can use these images in a variety of ways in classes. I especially love the pictures of ugly dogs and llamas and other sundry items. It's fun to add an element of the unexpected. On the other hand, I am so heartbroken for M and F. M emailed me this morning and says she has not stopped crying. Please add her to your prayers. If ever we need the comforter, it is now. On the lighter side, you and your aunt and Ben all did a great job dotting last night. Love, Donna. Dear Laura, I have not been able to sleep well over precious F. I've grown to care so deeply and fondly of these young men. I care for them as if they were my own family. As you can see from her email, you were able to help them during a difficult time. God allowed you to soften the blow at least a bit. Please ask your prayer group to pray that God moves hearts and minds speedily so as to stop the injustices of placing vulnerable people with mental illness in jails and prisons rather than in medical units. Donna.
Dear Donna, I'm so heartbroken for M2. What a shock to show up and find out F was moved. Oh, it's just so awful, and we all know it could happen to us. I'm praying for her and F could reach out to you. I will miss them both. It's a loss for us all in the way, but most importantly, I pray F gets decent treatment and can adjust. Did you get my text this morning? Just an encouraging scripture and a little devotional I wanted to share with you. Proverbs 21:1 says, "In the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels towards all who please him." It is so important to remember that God is sovereign and can steer whomever he wants, whenever he wants, in whatever way he wants. People who are in authority or have influence over our loved ones, he knows and will continue to act on their behalf. I am praying for you, Donna, and for this effort. I wish I could do more, but as you say, we do what we can when we can. Thank you for your enthusiastic art lesson last night. It was very fun and a blessing to all. I will be sure to pass your message along to the other part of the Grandmother Coalition. Much love, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. I invited M to the Prisoners Legal Services meeting with our steering committee on Friday. It was last minute, but she came. They are at least going to make an advocacy call for F, so that gives some solace. I am also going to call Dr. C, that DOC Assistant Deputy Commissioner who oversees health care, who came to talk and observe at the family support meeting. She took an interest in talking to F, so I am going to see if she can do a well check on him. Unfortunately, I will be unable to reach her until tomorrow. Some of these people do not give out their email online, and I have only communicated with her by phone. F was abruptly moved and put into a maximum unit until he is assessed, so that has to be a psychological shock. Also, the family must wait 10 days for the process to even see him. I am so saddened. F. Under the Proper Care was doing so well, and he was like a gentle giant. He really is so precious. I value the time I had with him. Laura, I am so grateful to have you. I am certain our cause for care will prevail, but it really hurts as mentally ill people fall into the broken system. Morning prayer for Ben today, that God's presence is near to him at all times. Love, Donna.
Dear Donna, my heart is so broken for Em. I feel it was such a blessing, too, that her daughter was there to support her that evening. God planned that, too. Is there art class this week? I assume yes. Hopefully, because Ben's brother and Brian's girlfriend Christina plan to come. Ben will be very happy to see them. Please let me know if there's anything I can do to help you. You are a strong, amazing woman of God, and I am praying for you. And your precious TJ with his upcoming evaluation, personal grooming, and peace. Love, Laura.
Dear Laura, here is the message from my friend Valerie. May justice roll down like water and righteousness as a mighty stream. Your verse, Proverbs 21:1, says, in the Lord's hand, the king's heart is a stream of water that he channels toward all who please him. God is sending streams of blessing. Donna.
Dear Donna, that is...
Dear Laura, your timing on that verse is terrific. It's a whirlwind day with major plumbing issues with two plumbers making a big mess, plus lots of good, but stuff happening with advocacy. I had sewage backup in my basement bathroom, and yesterday Bob scraped up the sewage for about an hour, and then I scrubbed the bathroom for 2 hours, only to have to clean it up again after the plumbers came and left. I appreciate your encouragement. An elder from church, Valerie, is setting up two different days for prayer and fasting for our boys. She was impressed twice to do this. I am fasting tomorrow from 4 p.m. until the meal at art class. I thought it would be nice to have those who are fasting, the prayer team and the elders, do it on the day of the art class, so it would bring an extra blessing to the class. And she sent me a message about streams of water, as did you, Donna.
Dear Donna, I'm so encouraged to get your email and learn your friend Valerie has organized fasting and prayer for the guys. Wow, that is so good. And it's so cool how she shared a similar verse as the one I did. And the call with Dr. C? Wow. Waymaker is right. Please let me know the next date of prayer and fasting so I can consider joining you. Already had too many food-related plans tomorrow for my sister, mom, and aunt and niece. But I will be praying throughout the day for the class. God answered some prayers for Ben yesterday. He had been very down about after two buddies visited him on Sunday. Hard not to feel bad when his peers are going on with their lives. He's so derailed. Something happened last Friday afternoon that resulted in Ben being very anxious to be in the visitor's room yesterday, and he canceled his afternoon visit with his aunt. He called Mike and was very down. It's so hard not to spiral down when he's hurting. I kept shooting up little prayers and asked a friend to pray. Otherwise, it was a super busy day at work. But I was so sad. So getting to the answers, the prayer part. Dr. S. was excellent and helped resolve the problem. And Ben called last night to say that he ended up pulling himself out of bed to go to his afternoon groups, and they really lifted his spirits. He went to a creative expressions group and a new group related to music, where he got to jam and work on writing lyrics, something he's been wanting to do. Now he has three opportunities a week to play the guitar, and he was filled with gratitude. He said that he's trying to make a life there. Praise God. I had an idea today, too. I've been doing a lot of rock painting, like beach stones, putting scriptures on them and other designs. I find it very therapeutic. I'm going to paint a rock for every person served that I've met at BSH, all the guys who need prayer that I know or knew. Then I can hold the rock in my hand and think of them, giving them to the Lord when I pray and not forgetting any of them. Maybe God will even give me a scripture for each guy. And when our prayer group meets, we can pass the rocks
and pray for all of them. I'm excited God gave me this idea and can't wait to get painting. Hugs, Laura. P.S. Sorry about your plumbing issues. Hope they're all resolved.
Dear Laura, perhaps the messages of streams of water have a double entendre. Notice I had two plumbers who left behind puddles from their hose. Lots of laugh. Maybe God has a sense of humor in the timing. Donna.
Dear Donna, this is very funny. Yes, God certainly does have a sense of humor. XO, Laura.
Dear Laura, I can see how Ben could become saddened to be reminded that his friends are out in the world living their lives while trying to adjust to his current situation. My heart sorrows for him. I am praying for him and lifting him up on a daily basis. Dear Lord, you know your beloved son, Ben, and the struggles in his life. He must be feeling fragile at times, so Lord, I lift him up to you. Please surround Ben with your comforting presence. We know you will never forsake him. Lord, in this world of struggles and imperfections, please send those persons within Ben's realm who are infused with your love and spirit to bring solace and bits of happiness to Ben. Thank you, Lord, for the Creative Expressions Group and that Ben could find some release from his pain and have a sense of gratitude. Lord, allow your spirit to reign at BSH so that patients receive the care, understanding, and dignity they deserve. Amen. Thursday is our meeting with the superintendent. I am most hopeful we can make enough of an impact to ensure positive change. I love your rock idea, Rock of Ages, Cornerstone. I am looking forward to witnessing the blessings for our boys at BSH on behalf of my congregation's prayer team and elders conducting a day of prayer and fasting. I've decided to do the Junkyard Art Project tomorrow. I believe it will be therapeutic as well as fun. We are going to crush and trash junk art in a somewhat environmental fashion. Laura, I am most grateful for our faith and our friendship. Love, Donna. Dear Laura, wonder of wonders, miracle of miracles. I made calls to the higher-ups I have been working with to express my concern and to request a well check. One of them ensured that F was sent back to BSH. This never happens. Fasting and prayer, M came. And F's face when he saw her, well, it just lit up the room. My heart is bursting with joy. We are going to be all right, and our loved ones will not be forsaken. Love, Donna.
Dear Donna, what? I can't believe this. Waymaker, miracle worker, I'm so glad to know this before going to bed. Sleep well, friend. Laura.
Dear Laura, I will miss seeing you tonight at the art class, but I'm expecting an awesome night as today was the day of prayer and fasting. Donna.
Dear Donna, I'm praying too. Hope it's fabulous. Love, Laura.
Dear Laura, class was fabulous, and I put together a collage of your mother's dogs and called them Junkyard Dogs. They were a huge hit and made their way into all the junkyards we created. What a fun time. But to have F back, well, it just couldn't get better than that. Donna. End of Act One. And that's it. Hi, Leona.
Hi, okay. Donna. I was on mute. I just unmuted it.
Okay.
I want to say that was awesome. You know what? One of the things is, Donna, the reason why I admire your group, your organization so much, is that mental health is a pandemic. We all know that it's an epidemic in this country, and very, very few people want to get involved in it. Very few people want to address these issues. That's why one of the reasons why we have mass incarceration. But those letters that were going back and forth, those emails, they were really inspirational, and it shows the passion that you have for the mentally ill. And those that called in, those that are listening in, it shows that they are very interested and invested in it as well. So I really thank you for coming on and reading those emails. I think those things are really important for everyone. And again, I'm going right back to to the Department of Mental Health. I am very, very disappointed in that organization, that department, as well as the American Psychological and Psychiatric Association. I am terribly upset with them because these are the very people that should be addressing these issues. And they sit back and you don't hear anything about it. And if it's not for you to bring out all of these issues about the mental illnesses and other organizations that are all over social media that are trying to, like NAMI, that are trying to address these issues and come up with resolutions, it wouldn't be happening. So I thank you so much.
And in finishing, Leona, I would like to share the two bills that FEMI, the grassroots organization, is pushing, that, you know, that are prioritizing. And that is S-1239, an act to transfer Bridgewater State Hospital from the Department of Correction to the Department of Mental Health, and that is sponsored by Senator Cindy Cream. And then the House bill is H-2985, and that's an act transferring Bridgewater State Hospital from the Department of Correction to the Department of Mental Health, and that's sponsored by Representative Ruth Balzer, who's also a psychologist. And FEMI.blog has a brand new post today, and it, you know, it talks about this, about our bills, what we're supporting. It gives our statements. They're very powerful, and it also has a call to action, and that call to action is that you can contact your own senator, your own representative, and ask them if they would co-sponsor these bills. And my husband did that with our representative, and our representative, John Mahoney, sponsored the bill with Ruth Balzer, so we're very happy about that. So that's something you can do. So go to ffimi.blog, and I'd like to say, at the time of these emails 4.5 years ago, that since then, Laura has become an awesome advocate with FEMI. She's our newsletter and blog editor. She has contributed in so many ways. And every member of this team of FEMI, they have, you know, grown strong. And because of them, you know, I am able to advocate even better because, you know, they built this organization that has credibility. And that, you know, that's such a blessing to me. So I thank each of my...
Can you give me that link again to the FEMI blog talk? Because I was trying to get it in so that people...
Oh, you just have to Google ffimi.blog. Just Google it, and it should come up.
F-F-I-M-I.
You don't need a link. ffimi.blog.
.blog, okay.
And this is the work of Laura, who, you know, is my co-author of Dear Laura. And we have four acts all together. This was Act 1, and it's an abridged, believe it or not, it's an abridged version, but, you know, there's a lot more, and it's comprehensive. So I'd like to see it performed as a play, and I'd like to have it published as a book. So
also,
that's one of my future goals.
Also, the names of the two people you mentioned, are they on that website as well, on that blog as well?
I think so. I think it's on that blog, today's blog. I believe so.
If not, if you can put it on, because I think we should all be...
I'm pretty sure it's there, Leona. Let me take a quick look, and I'll let you know for sure. And Aaliyah, I'd like to say thank you. Aaliyah's a wonderful community actress, and she just stepped into this role. You know, she hasn't had a long time to know our organization, and, you know, I'm so thankful she could do this on behalf of Laura, who's really got a heavy workload. So, Aaliyah, thank you so, so much.
Well, thank you for including me in your work. It was inspiring to kind of portray one of the advocacy, strong advocacy workers towards better mental health, you know, in, you know, prisons and for people who really truly need them. And yeah, very, very inspiring.
And, And I'd like to ask you a little question. You got to Zoom with Laura, and I'd love your impression of her. I know it's all good.
Oh, well, first of all, anyone who's going through something like this, has to be strong. And on top of that, to be able to look outside of herself and while she's grieving, be able to support and engage with others, that just takes so much strength and power, strong just foundation to be able to do that. How many people, when something happens to them, it's woe is me inside, not really looking out. But this happened to somebody that she loves, and she has to take care of herself, and she still has time to care about people outside of her own personal bubble and be an encouragement. It just takes also a lot of faith to step out, and some person that she doesn't know, just hey, can I have your email? Let's talk about one of the most traumatic times in our lives. And to just say, you know what? Maybe that's what I need. That just shows how much faith, how much she has put stake into community building and, community efforts. And I think that shows through in the email correspondences.
Thank you so much, Aaliyah. And I just want to say, I know Laura will be listening, and I just want to tell her, I know she knows, and it's quite evident, but Laura, I love you. I love her so much. She's been, a precious, precious friend, and I love all my family members. I can't say it enough, and I do say it all the time. And Leona, you're on that list. Leona, I know she doesn't like to be praised, but she is a true servant. A true servant to those who are suffering incarceration. She works tirelessly. I'm just amazed when I look at your Facebook and the work you do and the work you've done to help others. So, Leona, you're right up there on that list of friendship and grace. And I really am grateful to have you in my life as well.
I just want to say to all of you, you know what it is, Donna, and I listen to your stories. I listen to these letters, these emails, and that's been on with you and, Aaliyah doing this with you. And one of the things I want to say is people that have gone through so, so much pain, tragedies happen in everyone's lives, but some people go through it so badly, so difficultly, that they do exactly what you're doing, exactly what Laura's doing, Annette's doing. People, and what was his name, Harry, that called in earlier? But
yes,
that's where you want to help others, because you're doing so much to try to help your own that you learn about resources that a lot of people don't have, and you're able to share that with them as well. People hurt, and if everyone in this country thought about it, it's not just them that's going through it. It's people all over. So whenever it's possible to do exactly what you're doing, this is what they need to do. Sometimes people just sit back and let everyone else do the work for them, but they don't realize that with their help, it can be done quicker and more progress can be made. It can be expedited with these people getting involved. Was it Senator Cream?
Yes.
Or State? With her and with the other one that you mentioned,
Representative Ruth Balzer, yeah.
Right. These are the people that we really need to contact. We need to contact their offices and show them support, just like with Senator Eldridge and the others that are doing so much to try to bring about prison reform. But these people, we have to give them the support, because there's a lot of people that don't appreciate those that are actually trying to work with us and help those that are suffering so much.
Right.
But I want to thank you.
If I could just add, I couldn't agree more with what you just said as far as more people needing to get involved. Through this process has been horrendous. Several of us have been suffering for so many years. Our loved ones have been in and out of facilities. They've been trapped in the system, nowhere to turn. Everyone says they want to help. Everyone says, oh, I wish I could do something, but we need action. We need more people to step up. We need more people to tell their stories and ask for help. Because if our voices become silent, then the problem will continue to get swept under the rug. Mental health issues have been a problem for decades and decades and decades. Our society has grown. There has been a lot of resources and help that has been brought forward, but there's still so much that needs to be done. And my heart aches for those that are stuck in the system, that are abandoned. They have no families. They have no friends. They have no voice. They have no one there to help them, speak for them, or just comfort them. And if we don't continue to talk louder and louder, if we don't, we need more people like you and Donna to get out there and continue to blow the message open. So thank you so much for all that you do, both of you, all of you. I truly appreciate it.
Annette, you're hanging in there with us. You know, that's the thing that makes me so proud of all of you, is that Donna started something that's growing, and you girls have been there right along. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people, as we know, even in Massachusetts, that go back and forth between themselves, you know, and they don't want to extend, they don't want to network. And networking is, to me, is the most important thing. That's where we get the support. I don't care if people are in California or Massachusetts. People have relatives all over the world, all over the country. So even though we may have a different governor or we may have different rules or regulations, there's people in other states that have family right here in Massachusetts. So they, listening to all of this, can actually bring awareness to their own loved ones to get involved. And that's why it's so important to network. Wherever they are, whatever they are, putting a petition together to have more done with the mental illnesses, and let people from all over the country sign those petitions. Because, as you say, there's a lot of people going through the same thing that many of us are going through. I have admiration for politicians that get involved and they stick with it until the end. Unfortunately, not all of them do. There's some people that will start something, and when they come up against the Department of Corrections or they come up against someone that they feel is going to be more powerful than them, they kind of like just drift away and they ignore the whole thing as if nothing happened. And that's how people are suffering so much. They get to distrust even politicians, because politicians like the DOC, the commissioners and wardens and officials and correctional officers, they pretty much lie and deceive the prisoners. Now the prisoners get it from the outside. So I support any politician that is really out there to do some good. And this mental health issue is a major issue in this country, never mind Massachusetts. So, Donna, anytime you want to do something like this, come back on the show. You have the floor, and you just let me know.
Thank you.
And I'll be glad to set
Thank
it up.
Thank you, Leona. Thank you so much. I do have Act 2, if and when, you know, we can put the pieces together, and you'd like that as well. We could go forward with that sometime in the future.
If you'd like, you have 15 minutes left, so if you want to give the audience their contact information, or if Annette or Aaliyah wants to give any information for how they can get in touch, people can get in touch with them, please do.
Great. And any of the other callers, I don't know if my husband's on, and I would love to have some commentary from him if he's on, and again from Harry. And are you there, Bob?
And no one's on now. We got three others, but the
okay.
Harry dropped.
Okay. So to learn more about FIMI, you know, as I mentioned, you can go to ffimi.blog, and if you'd like to sign up for our quarterly free newsletter, you go to ffimi.inquiry@gmail.com. That's ffimi.inquiry@gmail.com. And you can also ask for support at that address, make commentary, you know, give information about advocacy or concerns. And please do sign up for our newsletter. It's a very powerful voice.
Okay, I put this information on this, so in the content of the show, so they can come back and look at it at the bottom. It's ffimi.blog and ffimi.inquiry@gmail.com.
Correct. And so now on this new blog today, the new listing, the new post, it says FEMI supports two important legislative bills. So we have information on Ruth Balzer's bill. We have also information on Senator Cindy Friedman's bill, S-981, an act relative to guilty but with mental illness. So God forbid if, a jury or a court finds someone guilty of a crime but they have a serious mental illness, this bill would allow them to be sent to a mental health facility. You know, it might be secured if need be, but it would be a mental health facility with, an emphasis on comprehensive care rather than a jail and prison. And in jails and prisons, you know, some try, some have minimal, some have better mental health units. Middlesex County Jail and Hamden County Jail have done a really good job, and Worcester County Jail in creating mental health units. I give them great credit for that, but there's so much lacking. Penal institutions were not built to serve the population of people with serious mental illness. So
yeah.
Senator Cindy Friedman's bill, an act relative to guilty but with mental illness, would have people, you know, who have been involved in a criminal act, it would have them placed in a mental health facility where they get the care that they need, which is so compassionate, fair, and just. To me, that's justice. And then there's testimony. You can view the testimonies that were done by FEMI members. And then this is interesting because we have Dawn Sugarman, who's a PhD, and she's part of FEMI. She addresses why this bill is needed in her written testimony on these bills. And she says, although the majority of people with mental illness are not violent, and are in fact more likely to be the target of violence, research has shown that individuals with serious mental illness are somewhat more likely than members of the general public to commit acts of violence. But research also shows that when individuals with serious mental illness are engaged in and adherent to proper treatment, they are less likely to be violent. Fortunately, in our broken mental health system, many people do not receive adequate mental health treatment, and the results can lead to tragedy. When individuals with mental illness become enmeshed within the criminal justice system, the cycle of inadequate treatment continues. And she goes on with her written testimony with this significant statement. We have a long way to go to fix the problems that exist in our mental health and criminal justice systems. Bill S-981 by Senator Friedman provides an important first step in allowing individuals with mental illness who are found guilty of a crime to receive the proper treatment they need and deserve. Mental illness is not a choice. It is a medical condition that requires treatment. For these reasons, I urge you to pass this important legislation. So this was submitted to the legislation, you know, on behalf of the testimony. And this is a woman who is a clinical psychologist. So she understands and she researches mental illness. She has a great understanding. And these are some of her statements. So
what
we
was
have,
bill,
you know,
what
we
was
have.
That bill number, what was that bill number again by Cindy
okay,
Friedman?
Yep, it's Bill S-981. And then also on this, yes, S-981.
S-981.
Also in, hi, Bob.
I'm here.
This is my husband. I'd love to have your feedback on our presentation.
Oh, awesome. You did an awesome job.
Well,
of course, I'm a little prejudiced, but you know, you always do an awesome job. You are focused and driven.
I wasn't looking for praise. I was looking for a commentary on the content.
No,
but
it was,
so
Bob, you taught her well. You taught her well. Okay.
Well,
the
content was really, really beautifully presented, and it just shows, you know, the pain and the joy that we can, the pain of the people, of people who are involved with these families and whose loved ones are incarcerated because of mental illness, and also the joy that we can share, the pain and the joy that we can share with people who are in the same way, involved in the same way, same situation, you know. And it's just heartbreaking and at the same time moving. And it's just, and I've experienced myself, obviously, because of our situation. So it just is really, really moving.
God is really using all of you. And I say that, Bob, with all my heart. I believe that it's time that these changes occur, and it's starting to come together, and I appreciate everything.
It's taken a long time, you know. Leona, we have, as Don has mentioned repeatedly, our grandson has been at Bridgewater for 9+ years, and it's just been I often look at things that we used to do together before this situation, and I always think, you know, I wish TJ could be here to do this. I wish TJ could be hearing it, because I know how he enjoyed those things. And, you know, it's just very frustrating that he's in this situation, and these things, like you say, have to be changed. These changes have to come, and thank God that these legislators are finally listening. We've had the county jails listen, and the legislators are listening, and hopefully a lot of these bills will move forward and become a reality.
Yes.
In law of the land.
Yes. I remember what Annette said, that we need action.
I remember when they closed Taunton Hospital years ago, and that hospital wasn't good. I know a lot of those institutions were not good, but the thing is, you could visit whenever you wanted to. You know, there's a lot of things you could do. What they need to do is establish them again, but not the way they ran before, but to reestablish these institutions and monitor them and bring in professional, experienced, you know, qualified providers. And that's what they need.
Most definitely, most definitely. Leona, but there's always excuses made too, unfortunately, for lack of money, lack of funds, you know, lack of psychiatrists, trained people, you know.
Mm-mm.
They just throw this at us, and we say, well, then try and improve it. Do what you
That's
can
right.
to improve it. You know?
That's right.
And
improvement they need, if they're not trained enough, if they're not adequately trained, train them more. Make the courses or the classes or make it longer and make sure that they are qualified. If that's what their passion is, to become a provider in the mental health area, make sure that they know how to. You know, I worked for May Institute at one time, and in training, they had two of us. They taught us how, when somebody got out of control, we would walk right to the side. We put our arms under their arms, and, you know, we can control them that way, walk with them. But it's almost as though when I hear about all these mental health providers now saying that they can't handle the people they're working with, these mentally ill people, why are they in the field? You know, learn how to deal with them.
That's so true. That's so true.
That's a good point, Leona. I just would like to add before the show closes that NAMI encourages spirituality for our mental health and well-being. And they said that we all need something bigger than ourselves to believe in. And, you know, I recognize that not everyone has the same beliefs or the same faith as I have, you know, spiritually, but I just want to say that I respect others, you know, for their beliefs, and, you know, that's what I wanted to say.
You know, everyone believes, it was like when the disciples met with the Greek, when they went to Corinth, you know, they were worshiping a god, but they didn't know who the god was. And that's when the disciples told them, you're worshiping the same god that we worship. But the only thing is, they didn't know it was the same god because they didn't have a name for it. But what's happening in the world today is everybody, I don't care if it's the Jewish, I don't care if it's the Muslims, I don't care if it's a Christian or whatever, or the Jehovah's Witnesses, if they believe in a higher power, that highest power is our creator. And that's what we have to focus on. That creator created all things. He's our master. He's our redeemer. He's our miracle worker. He's our most high and most holy one. He's everything to us. If we just keep that in our hearts, when we're working with these people, when we're trying to make changes, because whatever religion, if they have that compassion in their heart, they're believing in the same God we all believe in. If they have that compassion and that will to help others. And Donna, real quickly, I wanted to get the name of the other senator and the other bill.
The Representative Ruth Balzer, and the Senate side, it's Senator Cindy Cream. They're the ones who work. Is that what you were talking about, or the other bill?
Ruth Balzer.
Yeah, Ruth Balzer in the House. And Senator Cindy Cream in the Senate are both crafting bills. They're pretty similar. You know, they both are doing it for their side of the legislative body. So they both want to transfer Bridgewater State Hospital from the Department of Corrections to the Department of Mental Health because, you know, so many reasons. And I've done a whole show with you on that and can do that again maybe sometime.
Yeah, that would be good if you can, because the more it's brought about, the more it's revealed, the more people will start to understand, you know, who is playing in the role of helping and coming out with all these bills. So this is great. I just want to put it in here so when people do see this, they can go to that website. So FEMI supports two bills by Senator Cindy Friedman, Bill S-981.
Correct.
And then there's Representative Ruth Balzer, B-A-L-S-A-R.
Yes, and she's been fierce in trying to get this forward. She's really, really working hard. And, you know, kudos to Senator Cindy Cream as well, but it's been Ruth Balzer who's been the most public and, you know, that I know of that has pushed and spoken with the family members.
Great.
So they're both of merit, of course.
Okay, great. Again, Bob, it was nice talking with you and Donna.
Talking with you too, Leona.
You know,
thank you for all the hard work you do.
Listen, I have never met you personally.
Being an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you. I have not met you personally, nor have I met Donna personally, but I'll tell you, sometimes you get to know people as if you've known them all your life when they're in the same line and the same goals and the same passion as you. Thank you all for coming on.
I'm grateful for that connection, Leona. And, you know, you get that connection with certain people like Laura and like yourself. And, you know, it does enrich our lives.
No. I encourage all of you, though. And Donna, as you get to know others and you start networking out, if you can somehow get the others involved in also networking with the same people. On Facebook, I try to invite everybody to the groups that I belong to. There's like 40 of them. So I try to get everybody to join these groups if it's going to be helping in their area that they're working on. So hopefully that's what we can start doing with everyone.
Yeah.
So again, last minute statements before we let the audience go.
Well, I'm human, and sometimes, you know, I just get a little cynical or I get a little frustrated, and I get passionate, and, you know, my voice will raise a bit, but my heart is so with this cause, and I care so deeply, and it, what is the bottom line and what is important is getting that continuum of care for these precious, precious people who did not choose their disease, who deserve to be in a place of compassionate, comprehensive care, not punished in a penal system where they do not belong.
I know that frustration. I know that. I actually, about a week or two ago, I actually contacted a congresswoman's aide, and I was really upset because I get the voicemails all the time. But when they promise they're not going to give up on a situation that's in desperate need, and then you don't hear anything from them, they kind of like block you off, you get so frustrated, you call. I actually had to send her an email after that apologizing if I got a little bit too assertive or too abrupt, because that's the frustration that I feel. So I know exactly how a lot of people feel when they're trying to get help and they can't. So never apologize.
Right.
Never apologize. So thank you
so
much.
Yeah, all we can do is our best.
Just let me know when the next time is that you want to come on, if you want to schedule something for the next couple of weeks or whatever. Just let me know what days and times are available to you, what works for you. And Annette, you're welcome to come on with her anytime as well. And also Aaliyah. Donna, you're getting quite a group together, and I thank you for that. I think you girls are doing an awesome job.
Thank you so much. And our guys, too. You know, Bob's my silent partner, my co-advocate. He's done 9 years of the work alongside with me. He's been at the meetings. And Harry is my co-advocate. He's a fierce advocate within the group, the Bridgewater Families group, you know, and the men. I've seen these fathers, just the unconditional love and the dedication, you know, they're just wonderful. They really are. So
that's why
the gals and the guys.
That's why I have to keep telling Franz when he's on that we have to thank his wife for giving him the time to be on so much, and we have to thank Bob as well. They have
that's true.
But, you know, it shows you have, you're a perfect match because you're both beautiful people. But, again, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let the audience know now we're going to be closing down, and I want to thank all of you for listening in. Again, please go to the FEMI blog, FEMI.blog, and also go write to FEMI.inquiry@gmail.com and try to show support. Please do, because mental illness in the United States of America is a serious issue, and we need to start pushing for some changes. So, audience, if you listen, feel free to call in. Feel free to check out the website of FEMI, and please contact these legislative members and give them the support they need, because what they're doing right now is trying to, just as FEMI is doing and others, they're trying to make a difference. So please join in, support them, and write them, call them, or whatever. But thank you so much for listening in. Donna, again, I thank you. I thank you, Bob, Annette, and I thank you, Aaliyah, for coming on. Anytime, you're welcome to come on the show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leona.
Good night, all.
Have a great night.